On Monday afternoon downtown, people are walking to and from their cars parked in the Water Street Garage. The six-level building has bare walls, but that's expected to change, says Cultural Council Executive Director Tony Allegretti.
But it will be a combination, likely a combination of a mural and some 3D elements.
Artists submitted designs for the garage over a year ago, but city budget cuts put the project on hold. Allegretti says once money is allocated Tuesday, the three finalists will present their garage ideas to the community. Council is also set to approve nearly $800,000 for installation on the courthouse lawn, one of the largest ever public art projects in the city. 0.75% of every city building using capital improvement dollars goes to public art.
Public art is pervasive. It's part of the quality of life. It's not just, you know, sort of a better aesthetic for your view. It's also an inspiration. People get uplifted by it.
The council is also expected to approve about $20,000 for an art project at Cuba Hunter Park. The meeting begins at 5 at City Hall. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.